Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the etiquette of traveling, etiquette of stopping, spending the night, sleeping while a person is out on travel, the desirability of continuing the travel by night, being kind to animals, seeing to the needs of the animals, and to order those that are deficient in fulfilling the rights of the animals to fulfill their rights, the permissibility of two people sitting on an animal if the animal is able to bathe. Normally we see the muhaddithin, what they would do is they bring a chapter. And under the chapter they'll bring hadiths that tie up with the chapter that they have brought. To show that what they are saying, there is proof for it. That they're not just saying anything. Whatever they are saying, they got some proof from the Quran, they got some proof from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to substantiate what they are saying. Today's hadith of Abi Ja'far, Abdullah ibn Ja'far. Abu Ja'far, the son, Abu Ja'far, his name was Abdullah ibn Ja'far. He was the son of Ja'far radiallahu anhu. Ja'far radiallahu anhu was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known as Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. He was the brother of Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu, his name was Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu. He was very, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was his cousin. And also, they were very, very close as far as ties are concerned. So he had gone, he had made the first hijrah, he went to Abyssinia. Then he had come back at the time of, just after Fath Khaybar, at the time of Khaybar, he had come back to Madinah Sharif. And then very shortly day after, he went to Muta and he had become Shaheed there in Muta, which is in present day Jordan. So this Sahabi, his son now is the narrator of this hadith. His name is Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu anhu. قال أردفني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم خلفه. He says, once Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had placed me behind him on the animal. So here, Muhaddithin, one of the things he mentioned is two people can sit on the animal so long as the animal can bear it, can take it. So here, so beautifully he brought a hadith and just mentioning the beginning part of the hadith already showing us that there is permissibility to put somebody with you on the animal so long as the animal can take it. He was a young boy. A young boy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no problem. Where there are two heavy people on an animal, obviously causing taklif and bodge to the animal. So beautifully Imam Nawawi rahmatullah, he brings this hadith that this narrator is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day he put me on the animal behind him. وَأَسَرَّ إِلَيَّ حَدِيثًا لَا أُحَدِّثُ بِهِ أَحَدًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had confided something in me, he told me something that was secret, was private. I will not tell anybody about it. And then ulama explained that this wasn't something that was a dini matter, was something a shari'i matter. This was his nephew, so to speak. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him something that was private, personal. So he said, I won't tell anything. I won't disclose what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told to him. So this shows us that sometimes for a person to tell somebody a secret, to confide in somebody in something that doesn't affect others or doesn't, other people don't need to know about it, then there's no problem in that also. So then he goes on to explain, كَانَ أَحَبَّ مَسْتَتَرَ بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ لِحَاجَتِهِ هَدْفٌ وَحَائِجُ نَخْلٍ. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would relieve himself, then he would love the most to use something that would block him, something that would conceal him. Those days they didn't have built up like how we have built up toilet. So they would take something, some screen, some wall, something that will conceal him, he could use to create some type of privacy. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like to use it like a wall or a date palm, a date tree, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would relieve himself behind it. يعني حائط نخل, some date tree he would use. Then the narrator goes on, the rewired goes on, وَزَادَ فِي الْبَرْقَانِ بِإِسْنَادِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That Barqani, rahmatullah alayhi, using the isnad, using the sanad of Muslim Sharif, he goes on to say that this rewired goes further, that this particular incident goes on further. بعد قوله حائش نخل فدخل حائطا لرجل من الأنصار. He said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter, the narrator goes on to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered one garden. So here he was sitting, Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu anhu, sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered this garden of an Ansar. فإذا فيه جملٌ. Suddenly, a camel had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا رَأَى رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ جَرْجَرَ وَذَرَفَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. This camel, when he had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine a camel had seen Rahmatul lil Alameen entering the garden. So when this camel had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this camel started crying out to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and its eyes started tearing, tears started pouring down the eyes of this camel. فَأَتَاهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم went up to this camel. فَمَسَّحَهُ سَرَاتَهُ أَيْ سِنَامَهُ وَذِفْرَاهُ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم started massaging its hump, the hump of the camel. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم started massaging the hump. And then he started massaging this camel behind his ears. Behind his ears, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم started stroking it, started massaging it. فَسَكَنَا This camel calmed down. So Rasulullah started crying out to him. It was tearing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam massaged it. He calmed it down by rubbing its hump and behind its ears. فَسَكَنَا This camel had calmed down. فَقَالَ مَنْ رَبُّ هَذَا الْجَمَلِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked that who is the owner of this camel? فَجَاءَ فَتًا مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ One youngster came from the Ansar. فَقَالَ هَذَا لِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this camel belongs to me. قَالَ أَفَلَا تَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي هَذِهِ الْبَهِيمَةِ Rasulullah s.a.w. asked him that, do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this animal? Do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this animal? أَلَّتِي مَلَّكَكَ اللَّهُ إِيَّا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you the owner of it. In other words, do you not fear with regards to the upkeep and fear with regards to looking after this camel? Then Rasulullah s.a.w. explains, فَإِنَّهُ يَشْكُو إِلَيَّ أَنَّكَ تُجِئُهُ وَتُدْئِبُهُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this camel is complaining to me that you do not feed it. You keep it hungry. And this camel is complaining to me. وَتُدْئِبُهُ means that you are tiring. You are tiring it. You are making it very tired and at the same time you are not feeding it. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even when it came to the rights of the animal, how nicely he calmed the animal down. He calmed it down and he warned the person that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such when it's in a person's heart, you don't need to tell him anymore. Automatically he knows that he needs to look after the rights of everything. One last hadith to finish the chapter. And Anasin radiallahu anhu qal, Kunna idha nazalna manzilan, la nusabbih hatta nahulla rihal. Rawahu Abu Dawud. As Anas radiallahu anhu says, that when we would reach any place, when we were traveling, and we would reach any place, we would stop at any place, we wouldn't even read Nafil Namaz until we offloaded that animal. Because if we are reading Nafil Namaz and the goods are still on that animal, we are causing some type of takleef to that animal. In other words, we did the first thing we would do is as soon as we stopped over, we offloaded that animal. Why bear that animal with more than it needs to bear? That animal is standing there, it's waiting, you came home, or you came to your stopover, and now you are relaxing, you might be reading, even Nafil Namaz is a good thing, but you are loading that animal up, that's not the right thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that even that when you reach your stop, first thing you do is you offload that animal, give that animal rahat, give it ease, like how you would like ease. The person has got a backpack on his back and he's walking, this is his hand luggage. The moment he reaches his hotel or his stop, the first thing you see the person will do is take off that backpack. Why? Because it's a load on him. Like that, this is a load on an animal. Don't even read extra Nafil Namaz, or don't even read anything, or don't even do something that is preferable, something that is good, whilst that animal is being under the cliff, while that animal experiences some difficulty. So one lesson we learn from here is sometimes we might think we're doing something good, but at the same time we might be causing the cliff to somebody. For example, if a person is parked badly, he might be reading long Nafil Namaz, but outside somebody is under the cliff. The first thing he should do is move his car, and then he can read his long Nafil Namaz. Yes, Sahaba would first offload and save that animal from any type of difficulty, and then they would read the Nafil Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. If a person is careful of the rights of animals, how much more careful he will be about the rights of others, his workers, his people that are below him, friends, etc., other people that are dealing with him. He'll be much more careful if he is so careful about the rights of animals. This was the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.